So Nigel, it's a close game tonight, ultimately decided by a good finish by Bristol City. Do you feel you could have perhaps won the game with the chance ahead at the end of the game?
Well, listen, I thought it was a good game from where we are in pre-season. Bristol passed the ball very well in the first half, it's fair to say. And then in the second half, obviously, we got a little bit better possession of the football. And we did create opportunities. You know, we gave the referee some decisions to go and make. And maybe we could have scored one or two goals. The reality is we haven't. But there's lots of things that we work on. And again, we're building towards levels of fitness for everybody.
Was this game more about fitness rather than the result necessarily?
I said from the very beginning, I'm not interested in the results. I've talked about that on many times. For me, it's making sure that we have a progressive pre-season, building into the first game, which is against Ipswich Town.
Could we perhaps see the starting 11 that will face Ipswich Place once this Saturday at Matstead? Or?
No.
No.
We've got a game at on Saturday and a game on Sunday. What we'll do is we'll make sure that players are striving to get 90 minutes of football. And then we're working very hard on the training ground on several things as well. We've got a good idea of what we're looking at from the for the first game of the season, but it's fair to say we've got good competition for places, which is important. And as it stands at the moment, we're looking in good shape physically from players from an injury point of view. So, and that's the objective, to get through next weekend. So that come Monday, I've got an idea of who's fit, who's available for selection, and then we'll get a week's training and preparation for the first game.
Have you got any updates on injuries on the likes of Jimmy Kebby, Hal Robson, Kanu?
I'm doing ever so well, back in training now. And obviously I'm looking for both of them to be involved at the weekend.
With the weekend coming up, are you looking forward to being back at the Medeski in front of all the fans?
Yes, that'll be good. Hopefully we can get a decent crowd because we're playing a Premier League club who play some entertaining football in Swansea. And what we've got to do is make sure that we can give ourselves an opportunity to work hard, because that's certainly going to be required at the weekend, so keep improving our level of fitness. But likewise, can we have better quality on the football ourselves?
And any further transfer activity before the Ipswich game next Saturday?
It's still early to say on that. I think you'll find that the transfer window the activities will heighten across the board, and that'll continue all the way up until when the transfer window shuts in 1st or 2nd of September.
Are you confident heading into the season then?
We've got an excellent group of players. We're working very hard. Camaraderie, team spirit has been excellent. We've had a superb trip away where we played some really good football. And we know where we're looking to go. And likewise, we're looking to flourish. 5 positives and 1 negative, as we always talk about. Sometimes you've got to do things, have the conviction to try it, knowing that you might get found out a little bit. Maybe 1 or 2 situations tonight we were exposed on. But unless you try it, you're not going to know. So yep. It was a good opportunity to try things tonight. And you find out about things.
Right, that's great. Thank you.